Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Sweet Bust. For today, I'm actually reflecting on the passive income and on the active income that is happening around with me. Hey guys, Dan Chadimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bust, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
I think that everybody's dream is to, you know, have some enough money in your bank account so you can retire, or have different income streams so you can just sit back and relax while money are in your bank. But unfortunately, that's far away from happening for the majority of the people. But I really wanted to reflect, because, you know, the agency, BizB, is really an active income. It requires a lot of time and a lot of energy. But I think that that's because of me. If I really wanted to just have a laid-back approach, well, we could be there here and there. We could get some revenue. We can get some costs. But I'm an ambitious guy. So I want to grow BizB exponentially. And exponentially means investing a lot of money, every spare profit, and every spare second of your time. And that's the active part. However, I mean, I've realized this is a nice story. I'm laying on the beach in Egypt, and I'm actually being bored, because that's the whole point, being on a beach on a holiday. As an entrepreneur, I cannot be bored. I'm sitting for like 5 minutes. Okay, let's do something. Okay, let's do something else. And actually, it takes a few weeks to start being bored, but I'm being bored on the beach on the Red Sea, and I get an email. It's like, Stripe, you got payment for the book. And I mean, how much are we selling the Kindle version? 3.5 euros. It was not a lot of money, but I got an email. You got paid. And I was like, okay, who, what, why, where? And it was from a person from Australia, and they bought the book. And I was like, that's actually interesting. So I'm just sitting on the beach and someone pays me for something that I put a lot of effort, but it was last of September that I've published the book. I was like, interesting. It's not a lot of money, but 3.5 euros. Then the next day, I got another email. Someone bought your book. And I was like, okay. I mean, we've never promoted the book officially. I mean, on Amazon we have, with the publishing house and everything. But this is really, someone found it on danchodimkov.com and went to the book section and just bought the ebook. And it's funny, I don't even have an automation set up in place. So whenever someone else buys the book, I actually have to find the computer in Egypt and just prepare the email. Like, thank you for buying my book. Here is the Kindle version. Here is the PDF. I really hope you enjoyed. And I still didn't even have any automation in place, because we've just launched a website. So I still haven't done any active marketing. So as I'm lying on the beach, it got me wondering, okay, but with the passive income, it means that it's really like the software. You build the software once, and then you start with the subscriptions and software as a service and stuff, but then you have the maintenance and everything. While with the digital software, digital goods, well, you actually do an ebook, and then you need to continuously market it. I think I've made a podcast that in January and February, I got several hundreds of pounds from the from the loyalties from the book, because as a contract with the publishing house, they promote it on Amazon, they promote it in Barnes & Noble and every bigger book retailer in the world. But for me, this was like just, okay, but I should be able to sell my own book on my own website. So we get a really nice agency. They did a really good job with the danchodimkov.com, and now I'm seeing people are buying the book without any effort, and it really got me curious, because it was like, well, if this is without any effort, what if I start doing some effort? What if I start doing some ads, starting point to generate traffic? Or what if I start doing some strategic partnership? Or what if? And this really opened and infinite opportunities. And guys, you know that we're building the Lead Generation Academy. So that is also a passive, semi-passive part. But I found it really interesting because every income that we've generated so far was active. I mean, we have clients, we work for them, we serve them. And I mean, even with the consulting projects that we have, because if you check out downtodimco.com, we have the hourly rate. We do have clients with that, but that means that I need to show up and actually over deliver. If I want my clients to be happy, we need to over deliver. Well, with the passive is actually you don't do anything. You've done something in the past and now just reaping the benefits. And I really want to put some additional effort on that. Although I have some fantastic plans for the active income because I still believe that BSB should grow significantly more, but still. Passive income is something that I need to further explore. And don't get me wrong, there are the stocks, there is the crypto, there is so many alternatives to passive real estate, of course. But I am exploring all of them. I am involved in all of them. But passive income in digital goods and active incomes in BSB would be the two sole priorities for me for the coming period. That's really I wanted to share with you guys and just to consider what kind of things you can create now and sell it for an infinite time as a passive income is a thought that crossed my mind while I started seeing the revenues. I started realizing the benefits. That's all I have for now and have a great day, guys. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bsbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.